So she grew ill, decided, and I suspected, they suspected something, because they just wanted to get out of the area, and they did. Then my neighbor next door, all of a sudden he got ill, seriously ill, could barely walk. He's gone. That house changed hands. Don't know what happened. How it never went on the market, but all of a sudden. So it's like the people across the street, next to me, all of a sudden, different. And this is illness that cannot be accurately diagnosed. What doctor is going to say, no, let's just get one thing out the way. Are you engaged in political activity of any kind? Because it may be that you're, come on, no doctor's going to say that. This is why the tactic works. Because we've been conditioned to think that, we're rational beings and it must be seen, but this is not. When they can do things that can remain unseen, despite the fact that rationally it's quite obvious this is what they would do if they want to maintain their power. Of course they would do this. First they would just test it randomly because they don't care about us. And then they would, pick folk who are engaged in dissent. Obviously they would do this. And obviously they have done this. Over and over and over, and are supremely confident in their ability to keep the cattle herded. So they know, just as Miklos Niemcy said, that if they can monopolize secret knowledge of how to kill and maim, they can get rid of dissent. With no noise, no muss, no fuss. And then add to this the knowledge of how to manipulate us, particularly that money one we talked about a second ago. Because you gotta eat, you gotta keep your health, right? So they hoard that kind of knowledge, the knowledge of how to control us. So, is it really the fault of the pundits? They're just doing their job, the one that allows them to be on the air. And then I heard Chris Hedges over the airwaves attribute words to Karl Popper he didn't say. Words what did he say? Something like the people are supposed to make the government fear them or some nonsense like that. And that gets you thinking. This is why I said it's almost exhilarating. Everything out there is intentional propaganda these days. So what is it they are trying to do in misrepresenting Karl Popper and putting his name? That's the first time I ever heard his name over the airwaves. So there's a purpose there. Intentional purpose. The state fear us? Come on. Never. They don't. That's the point. That's the point. Not since the French Revolution. They do not want to ever fear us again.